Hello, I'm Michael Keegan, Director of Translational Research and Cure at Vive Healthcare. On behalf of my co-authors, I will be presenting this poster on an exploratory analysis of the Phase 2A Banner study, where we measured the capacity of the broadly neutralizing antibody VH3810109, also known as N6LS, to change the activity of anti-HIV antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity, hereon referred to as ADCC, and antibody-dependent cellular phagocytosis, hereon referred to as ADCP, in ex vivo models using participant serum samples following single-dose monotherapy. We then related this to virologic response. HIV-specific broadly neutralizing antibodies are being investigated as antivirals because of their ability to neutralize the HIV envelope protein, preventing interaction with cellular receptors and infection of new cells. Antibodies also mediate the clearing of infected cells that are producing viral proteins through ADCC or ADCP, which may help reduce the viral reservoir. N6LS is a CD4 binding site broadly neutralizing antibody in Phase 2B clinical trials for maintenance of virologic suppression. Banner participants received N6LS at a flat dose of 70 mg, 280 mg or 700 mg intravenously, or at a dose of 40 mg per kilogram intravenously, or a flat dose of 700 mg subcutaneously. Serum samples were taken pre-dose on day 1 and then post-dose on day 3 and at either day 28 or earlier if viral rebound occurred before day 28. This time point is referred to as time of standard of care antiretroviral initiation. For this analysis, samples from day 28 and time of standard of care initiation were pooled into a single time point. Please see the poster for details about the ADCP and ADCC assays, diagrams for which are shown in figures 1 and 2 respectively. I would like to highlight that a model HIV envelope called BG505-SOSIP-664 was used as a target in these studies. Each sample was tested in an 8-point dilution curve alongside HIV positive and HIV negative control sera. Area under the dilution curve for ADCP and ADCC were determined and compared across time points. We observed a range of baseline ADCP and ADCC activity, with some individuals having nearly no activity and others having near maximum activity against the model envelope. Most participants had an increase in ADCP and ADCC activity following N6LS administration, as shown in figure 3. All doses of N6LS were able to elicit ADCP and ADCC activity, and figure 4A shows a clear dose-response relationship for ADCP, whereas figure 4B shows a weaker trend for ADCC. The observed decline in viral load across treatment groups in Banner corresponded to both increasing N6LS exposure and ADCP area under the concentration time curve. However, as shown in figure 5, no independent effect of ADCP or ADCC on viral load was observed. In conclusion, these results demonstrate that N6LS administration leads to immunologic activities assessed ex vivo that correlate with clinically relevant virologic outcomes. These data underscore the importance of the immunologic activities of broadly neutralizing antibodies and support their continued development as direct acting antivirals as well as components of remission or cure regimens. Thank you for your attention. Please refer to the poster for more information on our findings and feel free to post questions to the Congress portal or email me at michael.r.keegan@vivehealthcare.com.